Hi ladies, it's me, Carmen. Springtime is pretty much here in Northern California, and I have started my gardening. As preparations for spring, my husband and I have laid some grass seeds. We have a large area on the side of our house that the kids often play games, or we will gather for a neighborhood barbecue. We laid the seeds out in hopes to have a beautiful field of lush grass for our neighborhood activities. We laid the seed one day, and the next day, the birds had came and started taking the seeds. Then another day, we learned that the housing office was planning to spray the grass for weeds. All I could think is, the birds are stealing the seeds, and now housing is going to come spray for weeds and kill what is left of the newly laid grass seeds. This got me thinking of a parable Jesus told. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and verses 18 through 23. It says, starting in verse 1, "That day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on the good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And he who has ears, let him hear." Skip a few verses, and Jesus explains the parable of the sower. Starting in verse 18, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on a rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no roots in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulations or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, and in one case 100-fold, and in another 60, and in another 30. The one thing that stands out to me in these scriptures is the sower. The sower is not responsible for which seeds take root and which seeds do not. The sower's job is to throw out the seeds. As Christians, we are called to share the good news of Christ. The good news is the gospel message. Christ died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, that he was raised on the third day and according to the scriptures. And if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 1 Corinthians 3:7 says, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." As you go and share your faith with the world, remember, it is not your responsibility to give growth, but it is your responsibility to plant seeds. Step out today and share your faith with others. Then let God do the rest. Until next time, keep planting seeds. From one military wife to another.